South Sudan relies on Sudan for exporting crude oil and imports of raw material for the production of crude oil. Addressing reporters in Juba Thursday, South Sudan's Minister of Petroleum, Kang Pochol, says South Sudan has few supply of raw materials for the production of crude oil.
On behalf of the Ministry of Petroleum and on my own behalf, I would like to reaffirm to the general public and to all concerned citizens of the Republic of South Sudan that the current fighting in the Republic of the Sudan mainly affected the logistics and transportation of the critical materials and equipment through Port Sudan to our oil fields in the Republic of South Sudan.
Kang says oil companies will continue with oil production for a limited period using some raw materials in their stores.
The current inventory of all critical materials, chemicals and equipment in the oil fields are enough to sustain a smooth production and exportation activities of our crude oil for the next 3 months. And the established emergency response team are tirelessly working with all the stakeholders and their counterparts in the Republic of Sudan to ensure continuous production of crude oil in the Republic of South Sudan despite the ongoing fighting in the Republic of Sudan.
The minister says his office and investors have formed an emergency response team to start talks with authorities in Djibouti and Kenya to seek alternative routes for importing raw materials needed for oil production in South Sudan. Chol says pipelines, pump stations, processing facilities and export marine terminal in Sudan are still operating, adding that South Sudan produces up to 169,000 barrels of crude oil per day. He says he hopes the fighting in Sudan stops as soon as possible to avoid side effects on oil productions in South Sudan.
I would pray that we don't pray for the war to continue in the Sudan. It should be our humble prayers, all of us, that the war come to an end in the Republic of Sudan, because it is in the best interest of the people of South Sudan and as well as the people of Sudan. However, in the event that it does not come to an end quick, we would not want any things that will affect the exportation of oil. The warring parties under the international law have the responsibility of protecting critical infrastructure in their country. We are calling on them to continue with that responsibility.
South Sudan, regional leaders and international community have repeatedly called for a ceasefire, but the warring parties ignored the appeal and continued to attack each other's positions. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.